Praise the Lord. Here we are. We're in the house of the Lord once again. We're happy to be here. And just like to say thank you to everybody who came out and who's here this morning. Can only give the Lord praise and glory, can't we? And we just certainly appreciate his care for us. Let's just bow our heads in prayer at this time and welcome our Lord Jesus here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you once again, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, that we can have this place, Lord, that we can set ourselves aside, Lord, and come and worship you, Lord, and give praise and glory unto your holy name, Lord. And you can just feel the atmosphere in that each one's brought, Lord. There's a joy to be here, Lord Jesus, in your house. So we just give you all the praise, all the glory, Lord. What else can we say, Lord, that we love you? We just want to set our thoughts and our hearts aside and come before you and lift up our hands in worship and give you thanks, Lord Jesus, then that you might speak into our hearts, Lord. In this world of information and misinformation, Lord, you alone, Lord, are the words of life, Lord, and of truth. So we commit things into your hands and each one here as well. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's sing number 47, What a Day That Will Be, When My Jesus I Shall See.
What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. Let's sing, Give Me Oil in My Lamp, Keep Me Burning.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Come on and sing.
Let's sing number 382, The Voice of My Beloved.
The voice of my beloved, behold, he quickly comes, sweeping. I love to hear him say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. It's manifesting time, the fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's soothing bow, redemption draweth now. It's a lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Birds are yours and mine, the foxes born of mine, all the young ones and for the harvest time. Keep your eyes on things above, don't look at me or you. He's the lovely one, he's coming in plain view. It's manifesting time, the fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's souls in love, redemption draweth nigh. He's the lovely one, he's coming in plain view.
In the cleft of the rock, in the secret place so high, till the daybreak and the shadows flee away. A sweet smell's coming, he's a lovely one, he's coming. It's manifesting time, the fruits are on the vine, he's coming in plain view. Oh, to keep on it's manifesting time, the fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Oh, the cat's got souls in the vine, redemption for the vine, he's the lovely one, he's coming in plain view.
Let's sing number 53, we're able to go up and take the country. Amen.
We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. We will surely give the victory, sons of God. March forward, for Jesus is ever the same. Sons of God, march forward, we are more than conquerors in his name. Sons of God, march forward, in the power of the Savior's name. We are able up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Oh, the giants will win to kingdom. Glory, sons of God. In the power of the Savior's name,
sing number 303. You walked in Galilee, and then I asked Pauline if she would bring you item this morning. Was there any others, this morning?
He walked in Galilee. He prayed for me. Yes, he came to save us free. He took the pain and with the shame. Yes, he died. But he rose again. He rose again. The Lamb was slain, but he rose again. The people cry to see Christ crucified. But he
this morning, and that's why we meet in confidence. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Pauline.
Jesus came when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song. With a nameless train. Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief there is no relief, though my tears flow all the night long. Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is burdened with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? When my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks, it is all to Him does He
Did you have a song, Charlie? Yeah, I was just going to... No? Okay. I was just going to say, you know, it's a... Lord doesn't just care for you when you're on the mountain, when you think so. It's when you're in the valley, then you really need to know that He cares for you and believe in His word. I was going to ask if Brother Bill wouldn't mind bringing maybe a greeting or... There's no prayer requests online, so if you wouldn't mind coming forward, and maybe there's some here in the congregation, even just for an uplift, who needs strength, time. You know, we all feel weary, not just so physically, but spiritually as well. We certainly get worn down. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother.
Good to be together again, eh? Good to see some warm bodies, eh? Anyone got any prayer requests? Mari? Shaden. Amen. Jan's brother's been in and out of hospital with his leg and all sorts of other things, so we'll just remember Niall. Brian? How's Brian? He's down. Yep, we can pray for him. Amen.
Just pray for Don Moses in India.
Yep.
And his church, some brethren, old people.
Okay. Anyone else? The country of Israel or our son Israel? Sorry? Yeah, it was really neat. Israel came down and spent the weekend with us this weekend, and we had all the family yesterday. Was real nice just to have him back, and yeah, an unspoken one for Peter. Yeah, absolutely, man. We are so blessed that we got the Lord, eh? I was just thinking, Tom. You know, I was thinking there's all sorts of things that could take your mind off Jesus Christ at the moment, but we just have to keep our eyes on Christ. Amen. So, Lord, we just come before You now, Lord, and We know that you are a mighty, mighty God. Lord, you are with the power to heal, Lord. Lord, with the power to deliver, with the power to restore, the power to do whatever the need is in our hearts and in our minds at this time, Lord. We just remember the boy Sister Mari looks after, Jaden, Lord, for his operation on his eyelids, Lord. We just pray that you would lead and direct those people, Lord, as they attend to him and his up-and-coming operation. Lord, we just want to remember Brian Warrington, Lord, and just touch him, Lord. Touch him where he is now. Just, Lord, that he would know that the joy of the Lord is his strength, and that he would know the joy of his salvation, that he would have joy unspeakable in his heart, even right now, Lord Jesus, despite the circumstances and being separated from his wife and where he is, Lord, at Te Wiramu. Is he still at Te Wiramu? Yeah, Lord, you can touch him, Lord, and you can just, revive him and enliven him, Lord, with your by the power of your Holy Spirit. For Jan's brother, Niall, Lord, we just want to lift up him before you and his physical needs. For Jackson, Lord, we just want to pray, bring Jackson before you, Lord, that you would establish him in the things of God. Lord, that you would still him, Lord, just quieten him right down, get him just to stop and be still and know that you are God. Lord, for Nathaniel, Pauline's son, Lord, just for the needs that he has at this time, you know them, Lord. You know them better than we know them. You know the situation, the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs. You know it all, Lord. Just, want to commit that to you now, Lord. And Pete, Lord, Pete's got an unspoken prayer request, Lord. I know that'll be deep in his heart, Lord. And just, Lord, we know that we need not be anxious for anything, Lord. Lord, that you are with us and that you will bring it all to pass, Lord, in your own perfect way and your own perfect time. We thank you for gathering us again together this morning, Lord, and help us to keep our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, not to be distracted, but, Lord, just to press into you and to look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, and that you who began a good work in us, Lord, will see it to its completion. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Bill. We'll just sing a few more here and then I'll ask for the other to come. Let's sing number 301, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Oh, we lift up your name with hearts filled with praise. Be exalted, my Lord, my God, Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, lift up your name with hearts filled with praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God, to the King of Kings. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts filled with praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory.
only lift up your name with hearts filled with praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God, and glory in the King of Kings.
Amen. Let's sing, I think, number 47. Did we sing that one? What a day that will be. And then I'll ask Brother Hill to come. Amen.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I know when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day for his name.
Let's sing it one more time.
What a day. I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, when he moves me, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. What a glorious time that'll be. You know, we can't even really comprehend presence of our Lord Jesus and what he's got prepared for us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Howard. You may be seated.
And before I go any further, I want to bring greetings to you from Brother Pessa and his wife Lita. They're in Auckland at the moment, have been for some time, but they're really missing fellowship big time. He said, we can hardly wait to get back. So just keep them in presence. The leader seems to be improving considerably, and we just thank God. God is a God that answers prayer. Who believes that? Yeah. Amen. Oh, it's just so good to be here. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Amen. So I just pray that God will bless us today and give us a song in our heart. You know, I saw Brother Lindsay. He's walking down the road and he stopped and the sun was shining. And I wound down the window and said, hi, Brother Lynn. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. And he said, amen. It is. This is the Lord's day. This is a resurrection morning. It's a great honor to be here in his presence. Amen. Well, I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Do you love him, Grace? Oh, you did. I didn't see the amen come out quite. But maybe it's still coming. I know you love him. Amen. So let's read from Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now. Herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? He will pour out a blessing. You can't even hold it. Hallelujah. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That's for your garden, sister. Believe it. God will kill all those bugs. Hallelujah. Who believes that God gives that to us? Amen. We just thank the Lord for that. Shall we just pray? Lord, we just come to thee, gracious Heavenly Father. We thank you for your love for us and you care for us. You're always watching over us no matter where we are. You're always present, ever present, Lord. You're here this morning and we welcome you to the service. You see, we're two or three gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst. So, Lord, we're so glad to be here. Lord, it's an honor and a privilege. Makes you just love fellowship a little bit more, Lord, when you're starved sometimes. But, Lord, we just thank you for your love for us in Jesus' wonderful name. May you speak to us through your word. May the unction of the Holy Ghost come down upon this service. May hearts be lit on the inside to receive the word of God into their souls. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, brother and sister. I love that verse in Malachi chapter 3, verse 11. At the end of the verse there, it's 10. At the end of the verse says, "Prove me now, wherewith saith the Lord of hosts." And so I've entitled this message, Bishop Tony Anderson, great to see you. We've entitled this message, "Prove Me Now, Saith the Lord." Prove me now, saith the Lord. And I pray that God will quicken this to our hearts. This is an amazing thing, because this is God speaking. God is saying this, "Prove me now." The Lord is actually putting out a challenge to his people. You know who his people are? You. This is a challenge to you and me. "Prove me now, saith the Lord." Prove me now. Try me. Test me. God is saying, I want to be tested. I want to be proven. Who wants to prove the Lord? Amen. We need to prove God. He wants you to. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord wonderful? So we're going to speak about that today. See if I am not the God of my word or not. That's what he's saying to you and I. You see, God loves to be put to the test. He does, brothers and sisters, everywhere in the Bible. God loves to be put to the test. He's expecting you and I to test him. Isn't that good, Bill? He wants you to test him. He loves it. He's waiting. Is anyone going to test me? Do my children love me? Do they really believe me? I want to be tested. He loves his children to totally throw themselves at his mercy. Not only that, the Lord loves to be reminded of his promise. God showed me this. God loves to be reminded. He wants you to remind him of what he's done for you and what he's promised for you. And many times, we don't have that. The blessing till we never test him. We never remind him of his promise. Let's turn to Isaiah 43, verse 25. It says this, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins, the Lord speaking. Next verse, he says, put me, that's the Lord, put me, the Lord, in remembrance. Let us plead together, declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. So I thought that was a real wonderful thing. The Lord says, put me in remembrance. When did you last remind the Lord about his promise? Good question, isn't it? I tell you, it's a challenge. It's a real challenge. He wants to be reminded and proven of his promised word. It's just so real to me, this. The only place you're going to get with God is to remind him of his promise. And say, Lord, look, Lord, you said it. Look, here. I believe it.
Amen.
God loves you to do that. So if you ever have a need, you may have sickness or whatever it is, you can go and say, look, Lord, you said, by my stripes, you were healed. Look, Lord.
Amen.
This is really important, brothers and sisters. God wants to be reminded. He loves you to bring it up because he loves you. And he wants to help you. And he wants to bring his promises to pass. So it's not just, as you read in our reading, it's not just financially. You know, people say, well, you know, you pay your tithes and you'll be blessed. I'm not talking about that. You will be, but that's not what we're talking about. He will provide our every need. Whatever need you have this morning, God's able to provide it. Who believes that?
Amen.
That's good to hear it. Let's say it again. Who believes God's able to provide your need?
Amen.
Amen. Of course, you folks out there. I just got a letter, text yesterday, last night, from a brother in Singapore. And he says, Brother Howard, I just want to let you know we love you and we take it. We just have taken it on to be a part of your fellowship. It's lovely. They just listen every Sunday in Singapore. So we praise God, plus many others, of course, around the world. And we thank God for that. So he will provide you every need. He'll provide our health, our healing, everything we have need of. As I said before, even our gardening. Who's glad of that? Well, don't you, Sister Merle, you need him to help your gardening? Oh, well, that's even greater, isn't it? Praise the Lord. But most of all, our spiritual well-being and advancement. That's what he's promised to bless us with. Who wants to be spiritually blessed?
Amen.
Oh, I do, brother and sister. I just want it. Because I believe this, the coming of the Lord is at the door.
Right.
He'll come in an hour when you think not. So we want to be ready. Often we miss out. Failing to see and obeying his promise. Praise be to God. He says, you have not because you ask not. That's what he said. Prove me now, saith the Lord. And God has given us a challenge in his word. God, the creator of this universe, has challenged you in the pew this morning. He's given, and me in here in the pulpit, I'm not exempt. He's given us a challenge. Remember, God is obligated to his own word. He's not obligated to the preacher. He's not obligated to the prophet. He's not obligated to anyone else, but there's one thing he is obligated to, and that is his word. He's waiting for an answer from you. Do you ever think of that? That God's actually waiting for an answer from you? He wants to hear from you. God said, my children are very quiet. Who loves them?
Amen.
He wants to hear from, he wants to hear you say, I love you, Lord. If you love him, say,
I love you, Lord.
He wants to hear, not from me, he wants to hear from you.
Amen.
Things are often held up. Because God is waiting for our move. Think about it. God's waiting for our move. I always think of that king. When the prophet came to him, he said, get that sword or a stick or whatever he had and beat the ground with it. Remember the story? One, two. And he stopped. I think he stopped at two. Was it three? He stopped at three hits. The prophet said, why did you do that for? Why did you stop? He said, now you'll only overcome the enemy three times. You kept beating. Keep holding the promise. God will perform. What a challenge. I bet he felt sorry after that. Why did I stop? When he said, just keep beating. Beat. God notices everything. Who believes that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so we see, he's waiting for an answer from you. Things are often held up because he's waiting for us. You might say, why isn't God healing you? Why? Listen, have you ever asked for people to the body of Christ to lay hands on you for your healing? Let that sink in. That's what he said to do. He did. You wonder why you don't get healed? You've never been prayed for. Why haven't you been prayed for? You've never asked. And you have not because you ask not. Brothers and sisters, we've got to get serious with God. Do we believe this gospel or not? Who believes it? What he says we do. Hallelujah. People say, oh, I know that God can heal. But have you asked him? We know a lot of things, but have we asked him? Ask and you shall receive. Prove me now, see if my word's not true, he says. Listen to what Jesus said on his departure. His final words on his departure from earth before he's taken up to be on the throne with the Lord in heaven. Mark 16:15. Now these are his words, not my words. It's no other man's words, these are the Lord Jesus Christ's own words. He said unto them, go ye out into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. When did you last tell somebody about the Lord? I'll leave that to you. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. This is what Jesus said, not me. These signs could follow. No. Shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. God bless you, sisters. Brother Kerry, God bless you. He says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That's speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, another language. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. That must have been a wonderful thing, just standing there and talking, then just see him start going up. And sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth. Listen carefully. This is the church of the living God. This is our group.
Yeah.
It's our group. Who believes this gospel?
Yeah.
And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. You see, brother and sister, prove me now, saith the Lord. Let's prove the Lord. You say, well, I can't do it. You don't have to do anything. You just prove him. You prove him. Say, Lord, I'm going to prove you today. I'm going to trust you. Hallelujah. So that's exactly what we should be expecting. This is not just a sermon. He's asked us to prove me now. Our first example, we gave in the first reading, you give one-tenth and see what he will do. Pour you out a blessing that there shall be not enough room enough to receive it. I tell you, I want all that the Lord has for me. Who wants all that the Lord has for you? Hallelujah. Give what you have to God and see what he'll do. Just give it. Hallelujah. It is impossible to outgive God. You cannot outgive God. He's the creator of the galaxies. He owns a lot of real estate around here and out there. He owns galaxies, brother and sister. Who believes it? He created every person's body. He knows everything about you. Every single thing he knows about you. Yeah, I said to my wife last night, when the word of the Lord came to Moses, and he said, the Lord is going to strike the land, and every firstborn, listen carefully, every firstborn of every person will be slayed, and the animals too. I said to my wife, have you ever thought of this? She said, no. Have you ever stopped to think, how did God know with the sheep, the hundreds of thousands of the sheep and the lambs and the goats, who was the firstborn? Hallelujah! Isn't that wonderful, Bill? He knows which cows are firstborn on your paddock. Who believes that?
Amen.
So he knew who were the firstborn, and those firstborn died of the Egyptians' cattle and the sheep. And that's hundreds of thousands. He knows who's in the family. He knows your genealogy. He knows everything about you. Don't you love him? That's wonderful, Brother Keith, isn't it? I love when you got that. Saying, I believe, hallelujah. Praise be to God. So wonderful. So wonderful. So it's just so amazing that he knows what to do. So God has placed a challenge to us here. And it's not the size of our giving. I want you to notice this. It's not the size of our giving. It's our willingness to give what we have. And in the Bible, a boy with 5 loaves and 2 fishes and the little loaves, because that was his lunch. You know, I heard somebody say once, Diane, oh, in those days they had big loaves. The boy had to carry on a trolley these huge loaves for his lunch. They were just little wee loaves and 2 little fishes, and he gave them all to Jesus. And with that, the result was he fed 5,000 men. Besides women and children. Our God can do anything. Amen. Prove me now, saith the Lord. He can fill your cupboard. He can do anything you have need of. Who believes that?
Amen.
He's kept me going all these years. You know, I just say this as a little testimony. My wife has never worked. I'm not saying anyone, if you're working, I'm just saying my wife has never worked. She does work, but she's never had a paid job. And brothers and sisters, we just never felt to. And I wasn't on a massive income, I tell you. We were just struggling along like most of us have. But you know what? God has blessed us. And I've seen people around us, 2 or 3 jobs, and they're struggling. Real struggle. Why? Because we're going to do what God says to do. I believe a woman's place is in the home. I really do. That's God's appointment. And so we see, we do what God says. Prove me now and see if he'll not pour out a blessing. And after they fed the 5,000, he said, when I bless you, when I give you a blessing, you'll not be able to contain it. Do you believe God meant that? The Bible says, after it fed 5,000 men, besides women and children, the blessing could not be contained, and they had 12 big baskets full of leftovers. They couldn't even use it. God had given it so blessed it. And pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not enough room enough to receive it. Once in the hands of God, hallelujah. When God, you give your little gift to God, whatever it may be, doesn't matter how small it is or how big it is, that's not the point. There's nothing to do with it. God doesn't measure size or quantity. He doesn't do that. So that's what we need to do. It doesn't need to be big. God's not interested in the quantity, but in the quality of faith. In Luke 17:6, it says this, the Lord said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed. I don't know whether you guys have seen a mustard seed, but a mustard seed is pretty tiny. It's smaller than a full stop of your burrow. It's so tiny. And he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle? No, I don't think I meant to read that one. He just says, if you have a tiny bit of faith like a mustard seed, you'll be able to say unto this tree, be thou rooted up and planted into the sea. Does anyone here believe that? That's what Jesus said. The creator of heavens and earth, the one that created your body. I love him. Who loves him? It's wonderful. And so we see it's not the quantity. A mustard seed isn't very much. In Mark 12:41, I love this story. I love this one, Grace. This is a beautiful story to meditate about. And Jesus sat over against the treasury. So here's a big box here with a little slot in the top. Would have been bigger than our one. But it's a big, this is in the temple. And people came and put their money in there. And this is what he said. He was sitting there, maybe just sitting here watching. Just watching the people come up. And he sat against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. The rich people put the most in. Listen to what he said. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which makes a farthing. Does anyone know what a farthing is? Those with grey hair should. A farthing is, I think it's half a halfpenny, isn't it? Something of that order. I tell you, couldn't even buy a lollipop with it. And she threw in one farthing, brother. Tinkle. And he goes on to say, and he called unto him his disciples. He called his disciples for he wanted them to hear this. Brothers, come here. I want to tell you something. And he saith unto them, verily I say unto you, this poor widow, now don't remember who's speaking. It's God Almighty, the Son of God, knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows everything about you right now. He knows everything about that woman. This poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For they did cast in of their abundance. They had plenty to spare. I'll give $100, no worries, or whatever. And he said that, he noticed that. They cast off their abundance, but she of her want, she went into a pocket. I just think this is such a beautiful story. Into a little purse. She probably had a little bag. Didn't need the bag because there's only a farthing in there. She opened up, she pulled out the farthing. And she cast in all that she had, even all her living. That farthing was her living. And she put it in the box. Do you think God looked after her? Prove me now, saith the Lord. What a lovely sister. I believe you'll see her one day. She put in her farthing. That's all she had. That was her living, and she gave it all. The others had plenty, but she just had a tiny little bit, and she gave it all. I believe the Holy Spirit was after her. Watched everything. Maybe she went down the road and she found some money on the ground. Or something. Or somebody came and gave her some food or something. I believe that. Who believes that? Prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts. Give all your mustard seed faith to God. Oh, I don't have much faith left, you say. Then how are you saved? If you don't have any faith, how can you be saved? It says in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." If you claim to be saved this morning, who believes, claims are saved this morning? Raise your hand. You believe you're saved this morning? Well, you must have faith to be saved. You have to have faith. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please the Lord. Our problem is we don't give our faith to God. We keep it locked away in our little purse. We can have faith like little purse, but not give it. Or not use it. We are afraid to give it to God. This is not a sermon. This is for me and for you this morning. We're afraid to give to God the little tiny little farthing faith that you have. In James 2:17, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith is useless if it's not being used. The farthing will not do you any good. You've got to use it. We're talking about faith. So, what is the works? Actively giving your faith to God. It says this here in James. I think it's part of James 17. Yeah, 2018, I think it is. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. It produces something. Faith produces something. God went around and confirmed his word with signs following. Who believes that's the church of the living God today in 2021? Who believes it's for us? You do, oh, so some of you, I do. I believe it. But you know, you say, I believe that. We're going to use it. If you're not using it, you're just locking it away in a little purse somewhere. That little widow woman, she got that little farthing. That's all she owned. Nothing more. She couldn't have even bought bread or anything. She popped it in the treasury to give to God. She gave her living. Are you willing to give your living? I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your life. Who's willing to give your life to the Lord? He gave his for us. We should be willing to give our life for him. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? We read it, but would you do it? If God told you to offer your son or your daughter, that's a big ask. Seriously, brother and sister. But Abraham says, I love God. I want to obey him. And God saw his obedience. And when he went to slay Isaac, the angel of the Lord held him back. Don't you love the Lord? He'll not test us above that which we're able. Unless we give our faith to God, he cannot help us. So we see in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Who believe he is? God is alive this morning. Brother and sister, God is alive in here. He's in this church. When you walk outside, he's out there too. When you get in your car, he's outside there in the car as well. And when you get home, he's in your house too. Hallelujah. He's everything. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. You can't get out of the presence of God. He's with us all the time. I feel him at night when I start praying in the middle of the night at 1 o'clock in the morning, or whenever I start to feel the Spirit come. He's there. He's right there in the morning, Tom, Brother Tata, when you get in to have your prayer time. He's there. You say, I don't feel it. He didn't say, would you feel it? He said, I promise to be there. And he hears your every prayer. He hears your every prayer. But he wants you to ask just the same. He goes on to say, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The problem is we're not diligently seeking the Lord. Oh Lord, we come to you today, Lord, and Lord, we just pray you'll bless me and help me today. In Jesus' name, amen. That is not praying. That's not real prayer. You can ask that, of course. But when you pray, say, Lord, get a hold of me and make me a new creature. Lord, change me and make me more like you every day. Cause me to love you and love your people with all my heart. And you pray a prayer that from your heart that God can relate to. Because no matter what your words are, he sees what your heart's saying. God will use the simple things. Remember, it's not how much we have. Maybe only a 10% faith. Then give it to God. Just give the farthing. Give the 10%. Prove me now, saith the Lord. Prove me. I want to be proven. I want to prove to you that I mean business, and I will help you, and I will fix you and help you and heal you and save you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Who's glad of that? Amen. Who wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Amen. I tell you, I got the Holy Ghost. I want more of it. I want a double portion. Hallelujah. So wonderful. I want a double portion. Prove me now. There's another lady in the Bible. Some good ladies in the Bible. Real lovely people. She was a widow woman too. And she came walking out up near the gate. And there was God's prophet walking past. An old man. Looked pretty shrinked. All sunburnt maybe. And he said, she was dying and her family said nothing left. And the prophet said to her, oh, lady, could I have a drink of water, please? She said, yes. She turned away to get the water. When she went to get the water, and could you bring me a cake as well, he says. God knew what was in her cupboard. She said to the prophet, I have just enough to make one cake for me and my son. We eat it and we die. Same situation, that lady at the treasury, she gave her all. She gave her living. But that dear sister willingly just went and got a cake and brought it to the prophet. And that giving that cake, which to give to the prophet was giving to God. And God sustained her barrel and her oil, and it never went dry until God sent rain upon the earth. Who loves the Lord? Isn't that wonderful? Do you believe God can do this today? Absolutely. He can do anything. We need to prove him now. Who's wanting to prove the Lord now? Brother and sister, it's so important we do this. So it wasn't much, but it was the only hope, and she gave it all to the prophet of God. You may be desperate too. Give what you have to God. I have to do it. We're all going to do it. There's no escape. We have to do it. Just do it. You say, but no buts. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that you need will be added unto you. We just got to trust him. She gave her all. You start believing, and God will do the miracle. You say, how can that? Don't worry about how. You give your all, and God will do the miracle. He can save your sons, Sister Mari. You wonder how? He can. He just will. You believe in that? Who's believing for their children? Let's say, Lord, we're going to believe for them. Prove me now, saith the Lord. The story of Gideon is lovely. So many examples. I can't speak too many more, but in Judges chapter 6, verse 11, it says this, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the yoke, which is by Ophir, that pertaineth to Joash, Ambrosite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be for us, if God's with us, why then is all this befallen us? Why are these things happening if God is with us? Listen to what the angel said. And where be all the miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Who loves the Lord? I just feel his love around me. Who feels the Lord's presence here? And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. We bring up all these ridiculous excuses. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Wonderful Lord. You know what the angel did? The Lord God did to Gideon? Ignored his whimpering. That's what the angel did. Completely ignored his whimpering. Oh, we're in a poor family. We've got nothing, and I'm the lowest in the family. Angel ignored it. Listen, brothers and sisters, let's take him at his word. Prove me now, saith the Lord. God can do anything for you. You can flip your life upside down at a moment. Who believes this? Who believes in the God of Israel? Who believes in the God of the Bible? Brother and sister, we've got to take him at his word. And God used Gideon as he was. Glory. He just used him. Great victory. This little whimpering. Oh, he's a good brother. He's one of them. But he felt, you know, he couldn't do it. God ignored that. Said, I'm going to take you and you're going to deliver Israel. You know, David, huge big Philistine army, a great big giant. You know what he did? He picked up a farthing. He picked up a little pebble out of the river. Just a nothing little pebble. And he gave it into the hands of God. And the Holy Spirit anointed that stone. When he slung that sling and went round and round, when it came out at the end of that sling, you talk about a laser. It went straight to Goliath and straight there. Knocked him out cold. He went straight on the ground and he chopped his head off. And the Philistines were defeated, a big defeat that day. Prove me now, saith the Lord. He said, I'll be with you in battle. And it didn't take a whole lot of army and a whole lot of spears and swords and everything. It was just a pebble. Just a farthing. A little bit of faith that he had proven to be true. You see, Saul's soldiers were great men. They were a great army. In the eyes of men, but they weren't in the eyes of God. A little shepherd boy came sneaking around. And he did the job. David gave what he had. And God did the rest. Prove me now, saith the Lord. Prove the Lord today, brother and sister. You don't have to say anything to me. You prove the Lord. Samson is minding his business one day, minding his own business, and a whole army came of 1,000 armed soldiers with spears and sword. And they were going to catch him. So what did he do? Prove me now. He knew the anointing of God was there. He looked around, he saw an old jawbone of a mule all sunned out on the ground. He said, that'll do. Another farthing. That's all it was. Just a mite. Just a simple. And he picked that mule bone and he destroyed 1,000 armed soldiers by the power of God. Who believes that? And God can do that for you. I don't care what it is in your life. He can destroy the enemy for you if you trust him. Prove me now, saith the Lord. You say, oh, Brother Howard, I feel so weak. All I want to say, that's good news. Because God doesn't want strong people. He wants weaklings. God can do more with you being a weak person than you saying, I'm pretty strong. I'm one of these strong Christians. God can't use you. But when you're weak, he can use you. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. Brother Apostle Paul said this, 12:9. And he said unto me, the Lord speaking, my grace, Paul, is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities than in the power of Christ, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Hallelujah. So who's feeling weak this morning? I am, Bill and I are. Is anyone else feeling weak? God can use you. You stay weak and God can use you. It's not the strength of men. I want to read you this. Brother Branham said, God passes the nobles. He passes all the nobles. And gets the weakness. God passes those who think they're something. To take somebody that don't know nothing to order to work his purpose in their life. That's what we get. God said to Paul, my strength is made perfect in weakness. More than we can yield, the more you can yield to me, the better I can use you. This is the word of the Lord. And the more you can forget about your education, the more you can forget about your denomination, the more you can forget about your stuff and yield yourself to me, the more I can use you because you become weak, I'll make my own purpose strong. That's a real encouragement to me. It really is. Because I feel weak many times. Who feels weak many times? God can help you. God can make strength out of weakness. That's the reason he always does it. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Trust on the Lord with all thine heart. Don't try and work it out with your brains. That'll mess you up. Just say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I believe the Lord's going to direct my paths today. Is he going to direct your paths today? Or trust in him with all your heart and prove me now, saith the Lord. Jesus said in John 15:5, without me you can do nothing. Who knows what nothing means? Nothing. Without the Lord you can do nothing. So don't even think about you doing it yourself. You give all the little faith you have and see what God will do. They gave him water and he turned it into wine. Who believes God can turn water into wine? Today. Yeah, absolutely. Do what he wishes. God doesn't need our permission. He can do what he wants to do. You surrender your life to God, and he'll give you the wine of the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost? Give it to God. Say, Lord, I'm just sick and tired of my messing around and my whimpering. I want the Holy Ghost badly. Lord, I'm coming and I'm asking you for it. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Just mean it with all your heart and God will receive you. So how do we go about proving God? There's only one way, to take him at his word. What God has said, take him at his word. Many more today are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God puts out the challenge. Here's the challenge for those wanting to receive the Holy Ghost. Listen carefully. Everybody, you out there on the internet as well, listen. Luke 11, verse 9. It says this. I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And this is the word of God. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. If you haven't asked, how can you receive? And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for the fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, listen carefully, Lord speaking, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Isn't that wonderful? These are powerful promises. Praise be to God. And there's something goes with that promise. That is, you must mean it with all your heart, what you ask for. In Jeremiah 29, verse 12, it says, then shall ye call upon me, the Lord speaking, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Condition is a condition. When you shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Here it is. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. God's not interested in casual inquirers. He wants people that mean business with him. When a person becomes a believer in Christ and they inherit every promise, but when you inherit an inheritance. You know what happens when you inherit an inheritance? You must go and claim it. I happen to know this morning that there's the government has, what do they call them, flybys? No, what do you call them? 80 million or something, some enormous amount of money lying in their coffers. Bonus bonds. Thank you, brother. Bonus bonds waiting for people to pick them up. 80 million sitting there. Listen, brother, sister, if you've got an inheritance, you've got to go and get it. You've got to say, Lord, I want this Holy Ghost so bad. I'm coming to receive it and believe it, and God will give it to you. Prove me now, saith the Lord. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
So wonderful, isn't it? I just love this story. Brother Brandon went out in the wilderness one day. He hadn't been a Christian that long. He went out with his Bible and he stood out in the bush. He said, Lord, I have a need. You said, if we ask believing, you'll give it to us. And he opened his Bible and he said, look, Lord. He went like this. Look, Lord, see? You said, if we ask believing, we shall receive that which we ask for. See, Lord? He showed God in the scriptures and God gave him what he came for. And brother and sister, if you go to God and you say, look, Lord, you promised this. And you said to prove me now, if I keep my word, prove me. That's what we must do. So when you remind God of his promise, two things happen. You're proving God to his faithfulness of his word. And two, God is testing your faith in his promised word. Today there's too much agreeing with the word. Everyone agrees with the word instead of actively proving God at his promised word. Lord, you said it. I'm wanting to see you come and do it now. Remember, God has already made the promise. Now he's wanting us to prove him now concerning his promise. I've finished. And this is where you start. You've got to say, Lord, I believe what's been said. I've got to prove you now. I'm not leaving until you prove to me. He may take a week, may take 2 months, may take 2 seconds. It doesn't really matter. It has nothing to do with it. You want to prove the Lord? You say, Lord, I'm coming down. I'm serious. Open up your word and say, Lord, look, he said, if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. I don't care what it is. They shall recover. You know, I just heard a sermon line last night. This lady came up. She was a cripple. She came up to Brother Rand. She said, sister, I see you're crippled. And this is what he said. He just laid hands on her and said, Lord, may you be gracious to our sister and heal her. That's all he said. Not big flash prayers. Just take him at his word and prove him. Now he said, sister, just sit over there, just stand here for a wee while in the presence, under that anointing, and see what God will do for you. Isn't that wonderful? Who believes in the anointing? He believes in the unction of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need right here. And brothers and sisters, we need to yield to that spirit. It's the lovely Lord Jesus, and he's wanting to abide in his presence. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. In his presence, it is fullness of joy. And I love him. Don't you love him? Praise God. Shall we stand to our feet, brothers and sisters? And he went around confirming his word, with signs following. Hallelujah. Maybe we could sing that song, in his presence is fullness of joy. You know, we used to have, in his presence there's fullness of joy. And I said, that's wrong. That's misquoted. You got it there, Nancy? So I changed it the other day. In His presence is fullness of joy. Not there is. You don't have to go looking around for it. It is fullness of joy. So if we're in the presence of God today, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, what fellowship divine. I am His and He is mine. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? Let's sing this from all our hearts. And if anybody would like prayer, just feel free to come. In His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand, hallelujah, is forevermore. Oh, what fellowship I am. Brother has a need. He's come for prayer. The Bible says, call for the elders of the church, anointing him with oil. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and I believe God will raise him up. Who believes that? Prove me now, saith the Lord. That's what His word says. Hallelujah. Or how do we have to pray? Just believe what He said and do it. The rest is up to God. Brother Kira, you believe the Lord? You believe God? Yes, you do. I know you do. Amen, brother. We're going to pray for you according to the word of God. This is oil which represents the Holy Spirit. That's what it means. So it's just a symbol of God's Holy Spirit. We're going to lay it on you, and we're going to pray that God will do a wonderful thing in your life. Full restoration. Who believes it? You believe, sister? You believe God can do this? Who believes God can do it? Let us just put our faith in action. Say, Lord, we believe You can do it. We don't have to work out how. That's not our business. We do the asking. God does the doing. So, Brother Curry, I anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the word of God and to the promise of God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we lay our hands upon You as Your representatives. Us brothers here, we believe Thee. We believe Thy word, and we want to prove You now, Lord. We're praying, Lord, for a wonderful, full restoration of our dear brother, Lord. Lord, may he know the touch of God in his life. Lord, we're just going to prove You now. We're just going to do what You said to do. Lord, this is what Your word says, and You're a God of Thy word, and we love You for it. We praise You, and Lord, we ask and You'll bless them. And Lord, may we see the glory of God in our brother's life. Bless him, bless Sister Maria, Lord, also, and the family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the power of God minister to my brother. Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name, we believe You, Lord. Your word is true. We thank You, we love You, we thank You that You're with us. Lord, may You bless our brother in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe the Lord, He's going to do it for you. I know you believe, brother. He's going to help you. A full restoration, we're trusting God. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? Say amen. Praise be to God. Only believe. Thank you, Brother Peter. Only believe. Only believe.
All things are possible. Only.
Anybody else would like prayer?
Only me.
Pains and the shoulder and all that stuff. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, knowing that you love us and you will be proven to be true. I pray, Lord, we lay our hands upon her, Brother Tom, myself, as elders of the church, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you'll set her free totally right now. Lord, you did it at Calvary, we believe, for a total restoration from this day onwards. Amen. Go rejoicing, Sister June. Say thank you, Lord. Anyone else?
Just a bit of arthritis.
Well, God can kick that out. Arthritis is a spirit, you know that? It's actually an evil spirit. Oh, yes, he's smart. What is going? We just pray for Sister Diane. God set you free, hasn't he? Did you all pray for him? Arthritis. Yeah. Lord Jesus, we lay our hands upon our sister Maria. And Lord, we just believe that you care for us. Our sister, the spirit of arthritis is trying to take over her life and troubling her. But we come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no business remaining in our sister's life. We're praying for a total healing, and we're looking forward to a wonderful testimony in Jesus' name. You go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. You go believing. God will help you. Amen. Anyone else? Oh.
Thank you. I've been having persistent.
Amen. Pain in knee and shoulder. We anoint you with oil, Sister Pauline, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
We come against this affliction. And God confirmed his word with signs following. We lay our hands upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, we bind you, all your horrible influences. You have no power over the church of God. We command you to leave in Jesus' name. Lord, bless our sister. May she have testimony that God has answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else would like prayer? Hallelujah. Let's sing the song. Jesus, break free. Let's sing it again. Break every fetter. Jesus, break every fetter. Jesus, break. Something's just come to me that the Holy Spirit is very pleased with what we've done this morning. God wants to see us put it in action. Who believes that? Prove me now, saith the Lord. Prove me now. And God is here to bless. The Spirit's here. And I know you can feel His presence, and He gets so happy when He sees His children. Trust Him. Daddy, we have a need. We're coming to you. You've given us a promise, and we're going to apply it, Lord. Will you please just honor your word and prove me now, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's just so wonderful to be here and to know that God is present. Brother Tim, would you like to come? I will sing hallelujah. I will sing. And He saved me.
Amen. I believe it was Brother Brandon who said, "No, God doesn't do anything except for an answer to prayer." So if you're not praying and you're not asking Him, He's got nothing to answer. So don't forget to just keep striking that arrow on the ground, not just the three times. Whatever it is that you're asking for, just keep bringing it before Him. He'll undertake. Let's just sing number 49, Everybody Ought to Know, and then we'll close with a word of prayer.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley. He's the pride and morning star.
the Lord. Brother and sister, we never prayed for the brothers and sisters who are joining with us online. I think we should. So what I'm going to ask is if we could all just raise our hands when we pray. And I'm asking you people who are listening now, you believe that you want to prove the Lord. You really mean it. You just, wherever you are, you might be lying in bed, you might be in a car or something, just raise your hand. Say, Lord, I believe you. He sees you. And he sees your faith. And God is able to perform a miracle when we send his word from here in Gisborne. So let's all pray. Raise our hands. Lord Jesus, we come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ and remember the saints who are joining with us. Many have needs. You know what they are, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, will come down with us sitting right now, where they're standing, whatever it is. And Lord, we want to prove you now that you're a God of your word. I pray in the name of Jesus for a total, absolute healing power, a filling of the Holy Ghost, whatever it is, Lord, they have need of. We send it to you because you know all about them. You knew who the firstborn were, even in the animals. You know what these people are thinking, what their need is. We send your word in the name of Jesus. Let it be done according to thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing that again. He's the lily that one was just singing. Hallelujah.
He's the one time. The one who set me free, he's the one who sealed my heart on the cross of Calvary.
Amen. We'll just close with a word of prayer and then we'll have one more song as we go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just come to this closing time, Lord. Lord, thank you for your word this morning, Lord, and Lord, that you've given us faith, Lord. For faith is a gift, Lord, and we just take that and believe your word, Lord, and come before you. We're thrown a grace, Lord, through your precious blood, Lord, made whiter than snow, Lord, and with confidence and boldness before it, Lord, and just commit each one here into your hands for safekeeping, Lord, safe travels in these uncertain times, if you like, Lord, but for one thing you are certain, Lord, and our future, Lord, and our home is certain, Lord, and we trust and believe in you. Commit all things into your hands at this time, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing our number 146. We'll give the glory to Jesus.
We'll give the glory to
afternoon service or luncheon today, just because of the restrictions I've put on everything, making it quite difficult. So, praise the Lord. You're dismissed. Unfortunately, we aren't able to do that today. God bless you all. You are dismissed.